is it permitted during a meal of bread for one to split the meal, so to say, eat bread or let's say matzah during Pesach for only the first part of the meal, get rid of the bread, intent not to eat any more of it, and then eat the remaining main courses, salads, dips, without bread, of course, as we're discussing, fish, chicken, meat, etc., etc. This question is most pertinent, first of all, to anybody who is on a diet and they don't want to eat any more challah than the minimum requirements, such as a kibbutz on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they plan on not eating any more bread afterwards. But it's also relevant to all people in years that Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, in which case it's forbidden for us to eat chametz starting from Seif Zman Achila, which usually ends up being smack in middle of the meal, as it's very difficult to manage also finishing a long davening of Shabbos and eating a full Shabbos meal prior to Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, and is even relevant to the previous Friday night, in which we don't have, of course, this time limit, but nonetheless, we don't want to get Chametz all over our houses, and many people want to only serve very little, minimal amount of bread, or pita as is suggested, which, because it doesn't give crumbs, in the very beginning of the meal after Kiddush, then clean up the whole table, get rid of all the chametz, and then serve Pesach foods. And there will be no more bread mentioned or eaten throughout the rest of the meal. Some even go as far as to eat their bread meal with Kiddush outside, and then go inside their house and eat the Pesach meal. So it's eaten in two different places on two different tables. That's how far the segregation against the bread goes in some houses. And the halachic question is raised as to whether in these cases it is permitted for one to split the meal and segregate the bread from the remaining foods. Another recent example of this occurring is on Pesach itself, where due to the great worry and meticulousness against gebruchs, some families are accustomed to serve matzah only in the very beginning of the meal, after hamitzi. They then clear the table for matzah crumbs. They even sometimes have a separate tablecloth for this purpose. They take it away and they serve the rest of the Pesach foods during Pesach without any eating of matzah anymore. So they too are segregating the matzah, which is the bread, from the rest of the meal. And the question is, may this be done? So let's ask a counter question. Why not? What can be the issue? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm being a mahadr dikayid. I don't want my house full of chametz. I want to eat the minimum amount of bread for Shabbos even though I'm on a diet. I don't want to have a chashash of gebrach, so what's the issue? The issue is not a chametz issue or a Pesach issue or a diet issue. The issue here is an issue of birchas hanenah. And we'll explain the two sides of the question as follows, meaning the two different ways of looking at this case, for leniency and for stringency, and then we'll go into the pesach. We're all aware of the rule that dvarim abayim metei chasuda, foods that are served as part of a meal, are included in the bracha of hametz, and therefore you don't recite a blessing over them during the meal, even though you will always recite a blessing over them when you eat them, not during a meal of bread. So you don't say shakal on fish and meat when you eat it in a meal of bread, but you do when you eat it plain, outside of a meal. Now, what's the reason? Why do we magically exempt fish and meat, etc., from blessings during a meal of bread? As we say that they are secondary to the bread, tafful asu'uda, secondary. Now, if I remove my mind from the bread and decide bread is a persona non grata in this meal, not welcome, in the beginning yes, but not anymore, then while you certainly may have the right to do so, and no one can force you which foods to invite to your meal table, but you may have just jeopardized and perhaps completely lost the ability to rely on your hamitzi to cover the rest of your foods, as they are not secondary to the bread. They have nothing to do with the bread. On the other hand, perhaps one can argue that the exemption of meal foods during a meal of bread has nothing to do with whether you actually plan on eating them with bread or you plan on eating bread during the same time as the course that they are served, but simply over the fact that they are usually only eaten by a meal of bread and are therefore considered part of the main meal foods of which hamaitzi generally covers it. In other words, hamaitzi doesn't go just on bread but on the entire meal and therefore has nothing to do with whether you plan on eating more bread or not. So practically, we find in the Talmud an explicit discussion of this very case, and let's see what the Talmud says. The Gemara in Brachas 41b mentions that when our meal foods exempt with the blessing of hametz set over bread only when they're served in middle of the meal. But if they are served after the meal, then they require a before and after blessing to be recited over them. Now, what does this mean, after the meal? So after the meal here means before birchas hamazon, as well would be the chiddush after birchas hamazon, that you need to say brachas on things. But after you decided to no longer eat the bread, and it's explained as follows, that back in the day it was accustomed, Talmudic times, to have a bread table with dips, and foods, remove it towards the end of the meal. Everything was cleared away, the tables, the food, everything. A new table was brought with hors d'oeuvres, different delicacies, different appetizers, which were meal foods, and were eaten prior to Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says you need to say a new brach over them, before and after. The question is why? And the reason is very simple, as we already explained. The whole reason of why we exempt meal foods from a blessing is because they are secondary to the bread. But here that you're done with the bread, you got rid of it, you're done. You cleared it away, then they're no longer exempt. So from this Gemara, it seems like a done deal. We've answered our question and we can close the shiur. One is never allowed to decide to stop eating bread and then continue eating other foods as if it's still covered by the bracha, but rather you say anew before blessing and after blessing and only then bench. Is this indeed the case? Is this how we rule the halacha? So in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, chapter 177, halacha 2, this Talmudic custom and ruling is recorded, and the Mechaber simply concludes that since today this is no longer the custom, it's irrelevant. Meaning it's no longer the custom to remove the bread table and then bring meal foods as opposed to dessert foods such as cakes and fruits at the end of the meal. So the whole thing is irrelevant today. But what would be the ruling if it became relevant? Such as all the cases we brought up in the beginning of the class. Would the Mechaber agree to the Talmudic ruling? So in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 177, halacha 6, he records this Talmudic ruling and writes a number of halachic novelties lahalacha as follows. That this ruling applies even today, and that if today one decided to end his meal and stop eating and then decide, you know what, I want to have another piece of fish. Not bread, fish. And then I'll bench. Then he must say anew before and after blessing of Shahakul and bury the first of the Kazayas of the fish on this fish. And that this applies even according to the lenient opinion brought in 179.1, who says that when you change your mind in middle of a meal, you don't have to say new blessings, as they're referring to when you change your mind to eat more bread. But when you remove your mind from the bread and no longer want to eat bread and now decide to eat meal foods, which ideally need their own brachas always and were only exempt because they're secondary to the bread, then they need to have a new blessing said if you change your mind. Furthermore, writes the Alter Rebbe, even if you didn't initially decide not to eat anything else and end your meal and bench and then change your mind, but you simply decided against eating bread alone and you intend to continue eating fish and chicken, etc., even in that case, you lose the hamaitzi, you lose the before blessing and after blessing of Birchas HaMazon, and you must recite new before and after blessings on all the foods you eat for the rest of the meal. So it seems like that yes, indeed, we conclude like the ruling of the Talmud. However, in truth, in the next halacha, halacha 7, the Alter Rebbe records that the minhag of the people is not like this opinion, and rather they are accustomed to, even after they've removed their mind from eating bread, to still continue eating other meal foods without blessings before or after. And the reason for this is, brings the Alter Rebbe in the name of the Magen Avraham, because they hold that when the Talmud required a new blessing to be said, it's referring to specifically a case where you're eating on another table, such as in their tradition to remove the bread table and bring a new table. But here that we're eating all the foods on the same table, the bread was eaten on this table, it was removed now, but this is the bread table. And now you're eating the meal tables, they are all included in the bracha of Amitzis. It doesn't appear like a different meal. It all appears like a continuation of the bread meal. And based on this limud schus, the Alter Rebbe says and concludes in Luach Birchas Hanenin that they have upon whom to rely. So practically, how do we rule? Lechatchila, as rules the Alter Rebbe regarding an even more lenient debate in Seder Birchas Hanenin and 5 Halacha 3, we suspect for both opinions, which means as follows. Initially, one should not continue eating more foods once he has decided to no longer eat bread. Meaning, don't enter the machlekes. As then the first opinion holds that you have to make a new bracha before and after on all these foods, and you can end up eating without a bracha. On the other hand, if you do decide to continue eating, don't say a bracha over them as rules the first opinion, as maybe we hold like the limud schus, which says that new blessings shouldn't be said over these foods, as it's eaten on the same table. So you shouldn't say a bracha due to safek brachas lahakil. However, if you plan on eating on another table, then there's room to learn that according to all opinions, a new blessing needs to be recited on the other foods. Likewise, the Alter Rebbe rules that even according to the lenient opinion, it says a new blessing is not required to be recited on remaining meal foods. If you actually washed Mayim Achreinim or took the cup to bench, then even they agree that such a high level of removing your mind from the bread, that a new blessings must be said. And therefore, perhaps based on this, if there's an Isser Min Adin to eat more bread, such as on Erev Pesach past the 10th hour, past the fifth hour of the day, saves man achilas chabetz, then perhaps according to all opinions, you need to say a new blessing before and after on these foods. So Mirtz Hashem, this we will cover in part two of this series and discuss the details of the Friday night and Shabbos day meal when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, and likewise later discuss those who eat matzah only in the beginning of their meal during Pesach due to their desire to avoid gebrachts.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.